Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello everyone, this is the interview queen, Alicia Tu.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Crew.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in withdrawal, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot with Thunder Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Breck, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening to...
You are listening to...
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Hey, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by Mark Fox.
Hello.
And we're also delighted to be joined on the line by the draw, Sammy Callahan. How are you doing this evening, Sammy?
Look, yeah, you had a great introduction. Someone finally got it right today.
You are the draw. So
huge... I don't think it's coincidence that Impact Wrestling has been blowing up for the last year.
No, definitely not. All right, so huge thanks for the Fight Network UK for setting up this interview and for you for joining us. So Sammy's joined us ahead of his big match on the 20th of October where he challenges for the Impact World Championship against Brian Cage at Bound for Glory.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not interviewing Brian Cage right now, but he'd probably get injured doing the interview.
Straight in.
All right, so for our listeners who are maybe lapsed Impact TNA fans, why should they be tuning into Impact and Bound for Glory?
They should be tuning into Impact right now because over the past 2 years, Impact Wrestling has grown leaps and bounds and actually become one of the tops of professional wrestling again. Impact Wrestling is the only company that everyone wanted the Attitude Era to come back, and it seems like Impact Wrestling is the only people that's willing to offend some people, willing to upset some people, willing to ruffle some feathers, and willing to give people an actual edgy product.
Yes, definitely. Since Scott D'Amore and Don Callis have come in, I've come back watching and I've really enjoyed the last 2 years.
He has.
Where will winning the world title rank in your career achievements?
I think it'll have to be number one at this point because it's something that I feel like I need to completely just validate myself, because over the past 2 years, I went on this quest to change the opinion of Sammy Callahan. I think I've done just that. People don't want someone like me to be the face of a company.
No.
They want people like Brian Cage. They want people to look that certain way. And I think I completely shaken up the wrestling business at this point, that now main eventing Impact Wrestling, the biggest pay-per-view of the year, going for the Impact World Championship.
Yeah, and you became number one contenders off the back of your Tessa Blanchard, probably feud of the year, in my opinion. So you won the mashup tournament, which I thought was a brilliant concept, and then you beat Tessa at Unbreakable to win number one contendership.
This is mostly you listening to Broken But Glorious podcast.
Wonderful. Well, Sammy, pleasure to speak to you. We actually met last year in Manchester at MediaCon, I think it was. You came over for MediaCon, and yourself and Rich Swan came over to my area of computer games and pretty much defeated every single person who came up to play you on No Mercy. So I thought...
Yeah, people don't want any of me with S.A. Rios, bro.
Right. Well, you've answered one of the questions already. I was going to say, who's your character of choice and why is it S.A. Rios?
S.A. Rios, bro. I'll stomp anyone here in S.A. Rios. Anyone in the world.
To be fair, I did witness that at the time. I think you were about 7 or 8 and all by the time you were finished. I think Rich Swan got beat, though. That was the only thing. I think Rich got beat, but you ended up sort of flying the flag for undefeated. You did mention at the time as well that you guys take No Mercy on tour with you when you travel around the world. Is that true?
All the time.
Brilliant. So you've got, what, an N64 set up in the locker room?
It all depends, man. Locker room, sometimes we put it up on the big screen at the show before the events. You never know what's going to happen. Wow. We pretty much do what we want at this point.
Yeah, why not? And it's always a great thing to do. I mean, we basically travel the UK and put wrestling computer game events on and tournaments as after shows. So next time you're back over there, we'll have to come down and put some tournaments on or something. That'll be fantastic.
You'll get destroyed. It'll happen. But
well, I'll be announcing it. Everybody else will get destroyed.
It can be virtual pro either. It can also be virtual pro. I demolished on some Stan Hansen, some virtual pro.
Ah, that was the other question. That was one of the other questions I was going to ask. Do you ever cheat on No Mercy with any of the wrestling games? And what? Are they all Aki-based? Is that your general sort of forte, Aki computer games?
Love Aki. Love Aki. But dude, we play a lot of games. Like, it all depends. We play a lot of Fire Pro, like pretty much any wrestling game on the planet. Rich Swann and myself could probably demolish you out of it.
Okay. Has there been any rumors of any future Impact computer games that you can talk about at all? Has there been any more discussions or anything like that about future games?
I've been pushing on it, man. One day.
Fingers crossed. I think
but
we're all
nothing win. Else. It will talk them into giving us a video game.
Yeah, good, man. I think a lot of people give the previous game a bit of a bad rap, but actually, if people play it, a lot of people actually really enjoy playing it, especially today, with the offerings that are around, and there's a lot of good games coming out next year, independent games. So hopefully we'll get another Impact game. Sorry, Chris?
I'll say the story mode of Suicide is brilliant on the other game. So it really is.
Well, I mean, it is. Today is the 19th birthday of No Mercy European release. Today, out of all days, is its 19th birthday in the UK. So how are you going to be celebrating it, Sammy?
I actually have my N64 hooked up to my television right now. I gotta have to bust that out and get a little weird today.
Have you paid much attention to the modding world over the last couple of years or so?
The what world, I'm sorry?
The modding, you know, when people mod the games and sort of create their own versions.
I don't really like playing it on a computer, though. I just always will want to play it, no matter what, on the N64.
The proper way, yeah. Likewise, we're exactly the same here. Everything we do is completely on consoles and cartridge. I'm glad you said that.
It has to be. It's not the same. It's cheating at that point.
No, it is. It's completely cheating. Completely agree. I suppose the other thing I was going to ask there is, have you made your own core?
100%. We have an entire roster of the who's who in professional wrestling, including wow. Doink the Clown. You don't want to mess with Doink the Clown, bro.
What's up, y'all? This is the one and only Chocolate Thunder Willie Mac, and you're listening to Broke But Glorious. Yeah.
Chris, mate, I'll pass it back over to you.
Right, so we've finished. We've got some listeners' questions. We've been overwhelmed with the response to our requests for questions. So we'll do the last couple of minutes and we'll get through as many as we can. So, the Meat Boys want to know, what is your go-to meal on the road?
Go-to meal on the road? I'm always a buffalo chicken guy, man. Oh. I'll eat buffalo chicken on anything. I'm a big Subway dude, man. I always eat Subway wraps over five-star food 90% of the time.
Hard buffalo wings. Oh, I could live on them. Aussie Lucian says, following on from your groundbreaking fantastic matches with Tessa Blanchard, who is another knockout you'd like to wrestle with?
I think Jordan Grace, I think me and Jessica Havoc. I think pretty much the entire Knockouts roster could switch over and have matches with them in and make really good business at this point.
Yeah, I think you and Jordan Grace will be a really interesting feud, I think. So.
She's strong, I'm not going to lie.
No, yeah, she's very strong. Anthony Talk Stuff says, you are both pros and amazing, but was there any mental change or different process you had to go through whilst you were wrestling Tessa?
She hits harder than most of the men I've wrestled this year, so there's always that.
Yeah.
As well as Tessa Blanchard is just a freak athlete. I get into the ring with her. As much as I don't like her, she's a bad bitch.
Steve Connor asks, what is your favourite type of match to compete in?
Any match. That's what I love about professional wrestling at this point. I love being able to do Japan-style death matches. I like doing strong style. I like doing Lucha Libre. I like doing technical wrestling. I like doing Memphis style. It all depends where I am and what I'm feeling that day.
Yeah, my favorite match of yours was at WrestleMediaCon last year. Was the barbed wire bats death match against Jimmy Havoc? That was a great match. I don't know if you remember.
Every match I do is pretty great. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Steven Jackson asks, is there a chance that you and John Moxley could team up again now he's left WWE?
Never say never, man. John Moxley is a guy from my past, and John Moxley might be a guy that we got to get back in the ring together. You honestly just don't know at this point, but right now I know he's focused on his things.
Yeah.
I'm focused on my strengths, and one day that road may align once again.
He also asked, what's it feel like to be part of the Match of the Year of 2018 against Pentagon Jr.?
I plan on being Match of the Year in 2019 as well. So it's pretty much something, an accolade I'm going to take every year that I'm at Impact Wrestling.
Matt McNamara wants to know what are your thoughts on the time working with Finlay in 2011?
I think that helped me grow a huge point in my career. I wrestled him three times in three different countries.
Yeah.
Combined, I think, almost an hour and a half of wrestling against him. One of the greatest of all times, one of my biggest influences. Getting a chance to get in there and actually go with him, I think, really helped me grow as a performer.
Yes, I definitely see it. Chad Smith says, haven't seen you do some pretty disgusting things with your spit live in person. Was it something you mastered as a child or as an adult?
It's funny. It's something that just kind of happens, to be honest. I'm kind of a germaphobe, but when I'm out there in the ring, things just seem to happen.
Nick Davey asks, do you have any plans to appear for Progress again?
Progress is great. They're doing their own thing. I'm doing my own thing. It's just really hard for me to go over the UK that much anymore. I'm so booked in the United States, and I'm very busy running my own wrestling company as well, The Wrestling Revolver. You can check out, plug all social media at PW Revolver. Also check out our website, ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Actually, I called out Simon Miller from What Culture if he wants to come fight me.
Wow.
So maybe that'll happen to my company, The Wrestling Revolver.
Oh, that'd be amazing. And this is probably a fun one to finish on. Gary asks, after defeating Brian Cage at Bound for Glory, who will be your next opponent be? Or who do you want to face next?
Once I become the Impact World Heavyweight Champion, I'm putting out the challenge to any champion from any company. If you think your championship means more than me, I'm real easy to find. I'm going to prove that the Impact Wrestling World Championship is the big F and L professional wrestling.
Yes.
Have you got any other questions, Mark, before we go?
One last one, if that's all right. It was in relation to action figures, mate, because I know that you've got a Rising Stars action figure, haven't you, with Figures Toy Company?
Yeah, it's awesome. Their figures are actually some of the best in all professional wrestling, right?
I truly believe they are. They're a fantastic sort of sculpt and mold, and I know that they fit in with other figure lines and things like that, so collectors really, really like the fact that they do. Have you ever been approached about doing any other action figures or any other kind of merchandise along those kind of lines?
I'm always getting hit up for different merch deals, and it just all depends what I'm feeling at that moment. I release stuff periodically, and I release a lot of things on Pro Wrestling Tees. I have a micro brawler on there as well. It just really all depends if the deal matches up correctly. I know I'm working with someone in the UK right now about being part of one of their big boxes that goes out, so we'll see what happens.
Brilliant stuff.
Alright, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
On my social media, which you're probably already following me on to begin with, Twitter at the Sammy Callahan, Instagram at Official Callahan, and once again check out my wrestling company, my vision professional wrestling, The Wrestling Revolver, at PW Revolver on all social media platforms, as well as online at ProWrestlingRevolver.com. So yeah, I'm really good at this interview thing. I nailed the bullet point.
So I'll put all links in the description below the interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
No problem. Set it up with Ross and we'll make it happen.
Wonderful. I'd love to have a proper in-depth crack with you about computer games as well, if you're ever up for that, man.
Yeah, I'll destroy you and I'll smart you just speaking about it.
I don't doubt it for one second.